waking up next to you, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
I mean, it is the weekend breakfast.
But it's also
Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, yes, get up, get moving, good people of Australia. Jump on board. Welcome to Saturday. Here we go again. I say jump on board because producer Grace, a member of the team, has just fallen off board, has fallen overboard from the Jimmy and Ace show.
Yeah, we are scrambling looking for life rafts. He's out there bobbing in the water momentarily.
Is there a life rig somewhere that we can throw to Jimmy at the moment? He's in Hobart. He's in Hobart at the moment. He's down there and we're trying to connect our studios together behind the scenes. Little peek behind the curtains. We're trying to connect to his studio down there. There's some power issues, some network-wide power issues. So at the moment, producer Grace, it is you and I, baby. It is you and I sailing off into the sunset like I always wanted.
Yeah, it's beautiful, except Jimmy's there and he can see us both. So it doesn't really feel like it's just us, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I can see him on a Zoom call. Jim, can you hear us? Can you hear us right now? You can't even hear us.
No, that's all right.
Can you? Okay, Jim, what I want you to do, call 131060, Jim. Call 131060 for us right now on your phone.
He's just giving us a thumbs up. He's like, I actually might tap in later. I'm actually enjoying the sleep-ins.
I don't know if we'll get him. I'm hoping. I know we've got techs working behind the scenes at the moment to try and get him sorted. Whether or not we get him, I don't know. That's going to be the fun of this. That's the fun of live radio, guys. That's what we love. Okay, somebody's calling now. I'm hoping. Let's see. Jim, is that you?
Hey, Matt Hegum.
Yeah. Oh, could you understand what we were saying? Could you hear us down there?
No, because you're on delay.
Oh, delay. Forgot about that.
See, this is another little interesting thing about radio is he's not hearing what we're saying straight away.
I will say for the radio people out there, like tech nerds and stuff, they are frothing on this start to the show. There's delay chat, there's power chat, there's panel chat.
Oh, linking up studios. I think I mentioned that before.
I think I might be good to go. I don't know what's on your end, but tech is giving me the green light.
Right, all right. Do you want to try something?
Later?
All right, well, yeah. I can try it right now. We can see if this works. Talking to that little microphone of yours.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, but that's still just you and your phone. So I'm going to bring this down. Now try and talk to me. Yep.
Can you hear me?
Nah. Oh, I can hear you now because you're on the phone.
I'll just call in for stuff. Like, I'll just call up. Be like, hey, guys, Jimmy here.
Well, we've got to...
We've
got a guaranteed phoner then, don't we? it's a slow day on the phones.
If you're Jimmy, call the show. And I will, and yeah, I'll just be involved that way.
All right, well, fingers crossed. I mean, otherwise, yeah, you'll be doing it down the line on the phone, which will be good fun. But we've got a guaranteed phone. Do you want a menu log voucher, bro, or what do you want for calling through?
Yeah, no, I just wonder if I could get through to the guys. I'm really a big fan of Jimmy and Ace.
Hang on, can you? I'll pop you on hold. I'll chat to you outside and make sure that you're okay, and then we'll talk about it.
Producer Grace, sorry, is it all right if my phone's on loudspeaker and like 10 metres away?
Yeah, if you could actually just throw it and then try and talk into it.
How the hell did this guy get through? Are you paying attention on the phones?
Right, through my phone. Now what?
All right, now hang up. all right, fingers crossed we can get...
Big fan of the show. Thank you, mate.
You can stay there for now. Fingers crossed we can get this sorted out. All right, on the way for you, 7 a.m. It might just be me and Grace. It might be Jim on the phone. Who knows? Australia, we need your confessions. What have you nicked from Woolies? What have you nicked from Woolies?
Are we just straight up asking if people have stolen things?
Yes. I said nicked. It's like a cute way to do it. Maybe it was an accident, but we're asking.
Am I still here?
Yeah, you're still on, bro.
No, what? it's not like stolen. Like, you know, like you go in and you're grape. You know what I mean? You taste a grape.
Yeah, like a tester.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this apple tastes good.
I'm not saying you walked in and you were like, I just picked up two bottles of milk and I walked out.
Yeah, like a little taste test. You know what I mean? I really wouldn't need this Gatorade.
I mean, we're going to do the break now, but Grace, you're telling me you've never had a little taste.
Never in my life.
Don't believe that for a second.
You're fun and party.
That's a load.
Also, there's no need to yell at me. I know we're having a few tech issues. Just calm down.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Producer Grace, we still don't have Jimmy. There are some major issues here.
Yeah.
The show must go on. I tell you, this is why we send emails.
That's right. Do you want to know
what's even going on. Where's the show plan? Give me a show plan. Let me have a look. I'll try this. Jim, can you hear me? No, he can't hear me. Still don't have him. All right, 131060. Here's what I want to ask now. Have you accidentally or purposely had a little taste tester at Woolies before? 131060, when going through Woolies, potentially you saw a grape or something like that, or a little apple, and you've had a little bite before you've got to the checkout counter. Have you done this before? 131060, jump on the phones right now. I think we've got some crust pizza vouchers or something to give away.
Yeah, we've got
ways.
Something.
Yeah, so we're rewarding people for having a little taster. All right.
Making me nervous.
If you've done this before, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We've got $50 crust pizza vouchers to give away. So say you're just walking down, you're walking through the aisles, you know what I mean? You see a little grape and you go, you know what, I'm just going to test this, okay? If you've done that before, 131060, jump on the phones right now. People calling through. I don't know if that's a good thing or if that's a bad thing. Potentially, we're going to talk to these people next.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jimmy's in Tassie at the moment. He's in Hobart. We can't really get him on through the studio at the moment, so we got him on the phone. Jim, we got you there, buddy. Have we got you?
Yeah, mate, I'm there. Oh, I feel bad for all our friends here in Tasmania because I know the rest of Australia is just making Tasmanian jokes at the moment, going, you guys get phones, you guys just get radio down there. It's not funny, guys.
We'll get it sorted.
I know you're all thinking it.
We'll get it sorted, yeah. But listen how crystal clear that phone line is down there. It sounds beautiful.
Shout out to our friends at Telstra.
One of the great phone lines. All right, now, Jim, I tried to...
What are we doing? Sorry, I missed the bell a bit.
We're doing your thing. This is the thing that I've tried to set up, but I have no idea what we're doing. So we're doing something about Woolies, having a little taste test. Yeah, mate, go ahead. We've got all the time in the world.
See, I've asked 131060, confess, what have you stolen or sampled from Woolies?
Sure.
This is after Woolies has... I don't know if you saw, Nate, they began recording... customers. So when you go into some self-serve Woolies now, there's a little camera on your face.
Okay. Yeah, no, I have seen that. I've seen that a few times.
Okay. So apparently now there's another camera, a secondary camera, a sneaky secondary camera that is where you scan the items.
Right. Okay. So it watches what you scan. So it's a double camera. So if you're putting through like an onion as a pink lady apple, it can see
Correct.
That.
So the one camera, it films your face, so it knows who you are, and then the secondary camera is in the scanner. So if you're putting through something that you shouldn't be, it's doing that. And look, I saw that. It got me thinking. We've all been in Woolies. You know, we've sampled a grape or maybe an almond. if you know, the good people of Australia want to remain anonymous,
yeah,
I'm happy with that. But I just thought we've all been there, apart from Producer Grace, obviously, though, because she's never made a mistake or... done anything bad in your entire life.
Yeah, allegedly, Producer Grace, you've never done it. You tell me you've never done this before, ever.
I've made plenty of mistakes. I've just never purposefully taken anything from... I don't know. It makes me... I'm so scared of getting in trouble. I just couldn't do it.
Have you accidentally fallen and a grape has got in your mouth?
No.
Okay. Also, Producer Grace is very nervous about us doing this on the show. But then when we did snork snappers, what was it? We were asking people about
snapping
their broccoli off. Grace was like, one of the best phoners we've ever done. Yeah. As long as we're not stealing the storks, we're snapping them off and leaving them. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to empty the milk out of the carton and leave the carton there.
All right. Now, Jim, hopefully you're going to be able to hear these calls as well, because we do have some people who have called through. All their names there, which means they don't want to remain anonymous. All right. So let's go to
that.
Claire from Shepparton. Claire, have I got you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Claire. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sorry, it's a bit of a nightmare this morning. Jimmy's on a phone. You're on a phone. But this is fun, isn't it, Claire?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're just having a ball. All right.
It's like I've called Claire up and we're just two old friends having a yarn on the phone.
Yeah.
Claire, like, tell me, what have you sampled from Woolies or Coles?
So basically, you know sweetened condensed milk that comes in that little tube?
Sweetened condensed milk that comes in a little tube. I don't know.
I'm not familiar, Claire, but continue.
Talk us through it, Claire. Yeah, go on.
It's really nice. Well, I always intend on getting it and paying for it, but sometimes I eat it before I even get through the register.
Okay, so she's polished it off before she gets to the checkout. How much do they go for, Claire?
Oh, maybe $3 or $4.
Yeah. All right. Jim, thoughts?
I feel like that might be stealing.
Come under the definition. Yeah, I think it might
it's up to them. If they can't catch you and you finished it before you finish shopping, I think that's fair. So,
Jimmy?
Claire, I'm with you.
No, careful.
Producer Grace not happy with that.
I'm on the phone. What I say doesn't count. That's how it works when you're on the phone. I'm just a caller. I'm getting involved in the show.
Zach from Melbourne. Zach, have you had a little taste test of something before you got to the checkout?
Oh, haven't we all? It's part of the Aussie tradition. Grab a handful of peanuts, walk around the store and eat them while you're enjoying your shop.
See, now, Zach, now you're talking my language. The other day, I walked in, I grabbed a handful of almonds, just walked around the shop, did my shopping. It's just part of it.
You're just testing it to make sure it's all fine before you purchase it, yes, Zach?
Exactly. And if you've got kids, it shuts them up as well. So, you know.
Well, you see, Zach, Woolies do the free fruit now. When you walk in, there's the free fruit for kids.
Actually, I will admit I had that the first time the other day, so...
You had it yourself, did you? All right, Rose. Rose from Belmont. Hi, Rose.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, Rose. You had a little taste test in the supermarket before you checked out. Rose?
Yeah, I don't mind grabbing a few chalky pretzels. Walking around the shop and eating them.
Chalky pretzels from the pick and mix, Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the yogurt-covered cranberries the other day. They are delicious.
Oh, they're incredible.
You guys sound like you have a little syndicate going or something like that. I don't know.
Jimmy catching up with his friends on the phone, chatting about all the stuff we've eaten at Woolies.
You can go to our last one then, Jim. It's Christy from the Central Coast. You can say g'day to her like you're an old friend on the phone.
Christy, oh my God, I can't believe I got this call. How are you? I haven't seen you forever.
I know. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You wouldn't believe it. I was just chatting to my mate Nath about how when I go to Woolies, I, you know, get a few yogurt covered cranberries. I knew you and me. We always used to do that. Well, just remind me again. What was it that you used to borrow from Woolworths?
Oh, I borrow heaps of stuff. Me and my kids go shopping, and they think that every time they go to the shop, they get a free little lolly out of that pick and collecting, and a free little piece of dried fruit. We try mandarins. We try grapes.
Sounds like you're not buying anything.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all here.
And you know what? Officially, we have had something remarkable happen. Because now connected, thanks to Benny in tech, who is an absolute whiz. Please welcome back to his own show, Jimmy. Welcome. Welcome,
hey
buddy.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. I mean, for this show, long time caller, first time co-host, it's just good to be here.
I'll tell you, it's a treat to have you back. And shout out to Benny. Shout out to Benny in our tech team. He's been working around the clock for the last 45 minutes to get this. He's an absolute whiz.
Be honest, I was really hoping we'd get to 8. Just the whole hour of me via the phone.
Well, you said to us before, producer goes outside, you said to us before that you're like, if I'd known I could have just been on the phone, I could have stayed in bed.
My girlfriend messaged me. She's on her way to F45 to work out. And she's like, are you on the phone on the show? And I went, yeah. And she's like, why'd you go in the studio?
You're so right.
Yeah. She's like, you woke me up this morning to drive in and sit on the phone in the studio.
You could have just done this from the kitchen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Made yourself coffee.
Could have been like, oh yeah, there was radio issues, guys. I couldn't get on the microphone. Secretly, I am on the couch.
Yeah, so. This is the thing. You knew this whole time how to get yourself back on, but you just wanted to stay on the phone.
No,
to prove
it. I just had the volume down. The mic and everything was working, and I just went, you know what's better. Just being at home. So if you listen to the show tomorrow and I'm on the phone again, that's because I am at home.
No. Well, I've just figured out that you can do it now, so I'll be on the phone tomorrow as well. Producer Grace will be in here pushing buttons.
It's just Producer Grace and just all the phones. Like, Producer Grace isn't on microphone. It's just us on the phones, Australia on the phones. It's the phone show.
And you know what, guys? We've done it. We've done it together. Shout out to Jim. Shout out to Ben. Shout out to you, Australia, because we've managed to pull this through together. And now back to regular programming, Jim. It's all yours.
Can I just say really quickly, I was on the socials and a few messages from people just going, hey guys, I don't know if you know this, but Jimmy sounds like he's not on the microphone.
Yeah. For some reason, Jimmy sounds like he's on the phone. Should we do, just for consistency, should we do the rest of the show with you on the phone? Maybe that's what it should be.
This feels odd now. Yeah. I was really enjoying being on the, it's funny, like, I'm sitting in the same spot. So I'm in a studio in Hobart, and Well, I was about to say back on the mainland. People on the mainland don't know that they're on the mainland. It's a very Tasmanian thing. The rest of Australia is going, what? Yes, people in Tasmania are called the rest of Australia mainland. So I'm sitting in the studio, and now that I'm like on the mic, I'm sitting very upright and I'm paying a lot of attention. I was sitting in the same seat, but on the phone, I had my feet up on the desk. Yeah. I was laying
something back. About being on the phone chatting to your mates. You know what I mean?
It really, like, when I was chatting to you and Grace on the phone, I was like, I'm so relaxed. I just feel great.
Well,
so.
we got you back, bud. We're back to regular program, which is very exciting.
What are we doing now? We're going to music.
We're going to go into some ads. I know you probably weren't hearing those on the phone, but this is how radio works.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. You know you make us wanna shout. Follow Jimmy and Nate, we'll shout. Throw us a follow and we'll shout. Join the Insta fam, we'll shout. Follow us now for some shouts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so confused then. Jim, you were making hand signals at me. I'm so confused.
No.
I was like, I thought you were like, don't do this.
No, I was pointing to myself going, so the pointing to me was like, I'm not doing it. It was an X. Right. Where you thought I was on X Factor.
I was so confused.
And then I was pointing at you with thumbs up going, so that was me going, me? No. You? Yes.
For those of you just joining us, we've had tech issues all show. Jimmy's on a Zoom call at the moment, and normally we sing when that happens. Yeah.
Just so you know, Nath, I'm on a slight delay, and so last week when we did it, you kept looking at me going, have you just lost your mind? And then I listened to the podcast and I went, I'm on a delay, so I'm not hearing it in time.
That makes sense.
So that's, and we didn't have that conversation. That was just me in my head this whole week. So I was just like... Oh, crap, I forgot to tell Nath. I can't sing. You sing. But then I was like, I don't want to say it over the top.
All I know is I need to work on my understanding of hand signals.
Awful. Just if you're listening, Australia, Nath, awful at charades. It's more of a Monopoly guy.
All right. How this works, guys, very simple. All you got to do, follow us on our Instagram, @JimmyNath, and we're going to do our best to give as many Instagram shout-outs as we can, whatever your account is, Jim. We love this. This is about us learning about the people of Australia.
Yeah, getting to know the good people of Australia a little bit more. Nathan and I are Instagram fans because it's mostly photos. We don't have to read the captions. We can just read your handle and your bio. Speaking of reading that, Nathan and I do love doing a bit of zhuzhing. If we can, you know, just massage a little bit, change a little bit, whatever we need to do just to help you out. And it could be anything. It could be your personal account. It could be your business account. We love helping out the businesses around Australia. It could be a dog account. We love animals. We shouted out a breeding pony.
Yeah, Guzman.
Week.
Guzman.
Yes. I don't think I told you, Nath. Me and producer Grace had a chat about what the... They weren't selling pony rides. Did I tell you what they were selling?
No, what were they selling?
Can I say it, Producer Grace, or should you say it? I think it'd be better coming from you.
Can't hear, Grace. You got to hold down the button again. Go again.
They were selling horse semen.
Oh, is that what they were selling?
Yeah.
And what, did they slide into our DMs asking if we wanted some free stuff to give away?
It's very expensive. I don't think they were giving it away for free.
No. They were like, I know you shouted out that gluten-free donut place, but look, hey, we can give you some horse semen if you... That's not even a joke.
True story. Well, 13, 10, 60. No. Saturday morning, let's do this. Well, you know you
make us wanna shout. Follow Jimmy Nath, I'm not going to sing, and you are going to sing, okay? Here we go. Nath.
Yeah. Yeah. Feels lonely.
Yeah.
Definitely feels
I could
lonely.
Jump in the end one because there's no timing on the end one. But...
Thank you for joining in at the end.
Joining in the end. This is Jimmy Day Shoutouts. We're just getting to know you a little bit better, Australia. Just picking three accounts at random. So apologies if you do miss out this week. You can always get a shot next week. Nath, let's kick things off with Jordan O'Brien. I hate the underscores. Hate the underscores.
Yeah, they're very confusing.
I don't know how many there are. Is that two underscores, one underscore?
It looks like, this is what my guess is, it looks like double underscore Geordie, double underscore OB, double underscore. That is a nightmare if you're tagging him in anything.
Can I just say, Geordie, let's get rid of the underscores. Even if you have to have numbers letters.
Have anything else. Call yourself Stephen if you need to.
Stephen Jordan O'Brien.
Because that's difficult. It's difficult.
Now, look, this is a private page, which I don't love because I can't see any pickies. But it does say, there is a lot in the bio. I'm going to read it out for you now.
Sure, okay.
21, smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
Bruiser, Oppie. I think they're dogs because it's like a
puppies,
dog emoji.
Yep.
Just a boy trying to build a tough VL, some sort of car.
Mm-hmm.
Apprentice plumber, plumbing emoji, bath emoji, toilet emoji.
Uh-huh.
I love that. Because, Nath, you've said more emojis in people's bios.
I love an emoji. It helps me explain. Now I know what a plumber is, you know?
And then, again, these are random, but it does say afterwards, yes, Jimmy and Nath, love heart.
Oh! Do you reckon that's just a fluke?
He's got two mates.
Oh, that's his two. He's got two goldfish. great account. Great couple of little bits of feedback, but that's the point of this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just some zhuzhing.
Just some zhuzhing for you there, George. Mm. Let's give a shout out to at Kin and Cub.
Mm-hmm.
Spelt with K. K-I-N, not K-A-N-D, like A-N-D normally, and then K-U-B. Cub
okay.
with K. Because you don't spell cub with K, do you?
No, it's with the C normally. Okay. Yeah.
Now, I think this is a business.
Mm.
So it says baby goods / kids goods. It says launch date in the making. They have zero posts.
Oh, so it's not actually set up yet. I think they just wanted to get the Instagram handle, it looks like. So it's not _ kin _cub. So they've got in really early.
Look, no, yeah, you're right, Nath. No one feels good, but also very, very early shout out. We're sending people your way, but you don't have anything to sell yet.
Actually, so obviously they've got in early to try and get the Instagram account, which is great. Now, a lot of people get on lists and stuff early so they can get into sporting clubs or schools and that kind of stuff. Is this what parents are doing now? You know, parents setting up Instagram accounts before the kid's born.
No, I think this is a business.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But are people doing that for their own name and stuff as well? You know what I mean?
I'm a little unsure of what you mean, but yes, I 100% I agree. I know exactly what you're talking about.
The main thing is I know what I'm talking about, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. Hey, as long as you know and I say, yeah, we'll be fine. They haven't got a post yet, Nath. What do you think their first post should be?
Just some sort of explanation of a baby good and a kid's good. You know what I mean? just something. Maybe a picture of what they sell.
I'm going to be selfish. Post us doing this. Be like, this is our first thing.
Great way to kick it off, isn't it?
Mm.
To get attention.
Nath, fine, let's give a shout out to, how do you say that? Mickey?
Mikey?
Mikey? Mikey Poppy.
M-I-M-I-E-K-E. Mikey Pope.
Mikey Pope.
Mikey Pope.
Producer Grace, how would you say that? M-I-E-K-E.
She can't. Yeah, Mikey?
Mika?
Mika?
Mika.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet.
Oh, my God. Mika has spotted us.
I could be puppy.
It says pilot, so there is a bunch of photos of her in a pilot outfit. Outfit?
Yeah.
Costume?
Uniform?
Uniform. Uniform. That's, thank you.
Dress up.
At least you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it says Q400 love heart.
I don't know what that means. I reckon that might be the plane that she flies. She flies the Q400.
Maybe. Oh, yep.
Yeah,
a bit more info there.
Yeah.
And then it says ICN _ New South Wales Season B 2020. Some sort of bodybuilder as well.
Yeah, wow. She's a bodybuilder and a pilot. She's one of those people that just, for some reason, has the ability to do everything. Because I think
good at everything,
being a pilot takes a lot of hours, and being a bodybuilder, a lot of hours, a lot of discipline. Hours.
She's either flying or lifting.
You know what I mean? Chuck it in autopilot, do some press-ups, and
do some squats in the cockpit.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay,
because you could hear it all here.
But Jim, get this. A new study has apparently come out saying that dolphins love listening to classical music. Apparently, dolphins, they love it. They're a bit classy. They're a bit fancy. When they listen to things like Beethoven and Bach, apparently, they became... A dog bark and Beethoven, the two most classy things. They became more sociable with other dolphins and seemed to be de-stressed. So they like listening to classical music. Scientists have then said that they've described dolphins as being classy with their tastes because of this. Who would have thought?
I don't know. You know, I'm a big skeptic when it comes to, you know, animals saying, you know what I mean? Like you buy dog food and it goes, 8 out of 10 dogs prefer this. Well, has anyone spoken to the dog?
Do they fill out the survey?
You know what I mean? Like, we played some music for dolphins and this is what we came. But did you talk to the dolphin?
Yeah.
Maybe the dolphins are going, man, if we just chill out, maybe they'll stop playing this awful music. You know what I mean? Like,
no, you're
just
so right.
Not do anything.
No,
and they're like, wow, they're so chill.
But weren't they always chill? They're dolphins.
Yeah.
You know?
They're pretty chillax animal.
Here's a question I want to ask. Off the back of dolphins being allegedly very classy, although we're questioning the science behind this, Jim. What small thing do you do that makes you feel fancy? I've got a few of these. You know those things that you do that every time you don't do them all the time, but when you do them, you're like, oh God, like I'm fancy here.
Fancy,
I feel like a royal. Are there any things for you that you do, Jim, when you're doing them, you're like, oh man, I'm pretty bloody fancy.
No, look.
Are you just fancy all the time?
No, I don't. No, I don't know anything. I don't understand it. And I'm going to tell you a story, Nathan. You don't know this, but
okay.
I'll tell Australia the story as well. So Nathan sends content to producer Grace. I send content, things we want to talk about or do on the show. So this is something that Nathan found, and Nathan did, and I saw it on an email, and I was like, I was just sitting at my desk, and I go, I don't really know anything that I do that makes me fancy or makes me feel fancy.
Mm.
And then, as usual, I'm just like, maybe I don't get this. And then I walk past producer Grace and producer Trial Trin, and they're having a conversation. I kid you not. Producer Grace goes to Trin, she goes, "Did you see that thing they sent about the fancy?" Trin goes, "Oh, I bloody love it. I think that's the best thing." And then Grace goes, "I think this is the best phone he's ever pitched. I just love it. So many things came to my mind. There's so many people."
So really,
true story, Grace?
It is a true story because, you know, I'll tell you my thought process behind it.
Sure.
I love the idea of dolphins listening to Beethoven. That's just a funny image in my head.
That's a tick
and
for
then,
you, yeah.
Second of all, I was like, there are so many things. Like, for instance, when I get a letter addressed to Ms. Gard, it makes me feel fancy.
Yeah.
And Trin said, when you wear the same colour bra and undies. And I went, you know what?
So fancy.
I agree.
Okay, I should have gone to producer Grace. My apologies, Jim.
And this is why, you know what I mean? You just don't know what's going to make it. And I just, also, Grace and Trin didn't know I was listening. Grace is like, I'm going to put this prime time Saturday. Okay. This is going 8 o'clock.
Australia's this is one for me. Jim, this might get you, but producer Grace, see if you agree with this.
Oh.
Okay, this is what makes me feel fancy. Writing in one of those fine tip pens.
Oh, yes.
So fancy.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Oh. If I'm writing something down, I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm writing with a quill. Like, I'm so fancy. I've got a few. Wearing a pocket square.
Oh, yeah. I've never done that, but I can imagine.
Jim, you and I are emceeing an event tonight. It's a black tie ball, and
We're not wearing black tie, but that's another story.
I know, but I got my suit out and it had a pocket square in it. And I was like, geez, that's fancy.
It is.
So classy. You know? How about this one? Okay, this is a big one for me as well, all right? Little thing, because we're asking 131060 straight jump on the phones. What little thing do you do that makes you feel classy or fancy? When you're at a restaurant, all right, with people and you ordered a bottle of wine and the sommelier comes to you and asks you to try it?
Yes, and you're the trier. How fancy do you feel?
And you swish it around in your glass, you smell it and you go, yes, that's what we're
And you have no idea. You just go, yeah, that's fine. Thanks so much.
Yes. And I have no idea. I have no idea about it. But God, in that moment, I feel like I am so classy. I feel like I'm royalty. So that's the kind of stuff we're after, Jim. Anything like that still popping up for you or still
not? No, still not. In my head, I was like, I'm really trying to be part of this. I know producer Grace and Trin love it. You love it. And in my head, I'm like, you know, when you're driving in your car.
All right, we've got Ben.
And you're like, I'm in a car. Ben. And you're like, that's fancy.
Well, Ben.
Because you got a car, not a horse. No?
Ben.
Okay.
Ben. No, not close. Ben from
Don't
Sydney.
Go to Ben. I'm trying to get involved here. When you drive your car and you're like, I'm in a car. That's fancy.
Ben from Sydney. Hi, Benny.
Morning, how are you boys?
Mate, we're good. What little thing do you do that makes you feel real fancy?
Well, I don't drink, so when I go out with my friends, I always order, like, cranberry juice and have it in a fancy glass of garnishing so everyone has to guess what I'm drinking.
Oh.
How makes me feel fancy.
How fancy is garnish, Benny?
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, see? so fancy. So, Jim, you're not drinking at the moment either, so potentially we get
to... See, I can't even... But I couldn't even think of that. I'm not drinking and I couldn't even... And you know what? So I thought, you know, sometimes you put your shoes on and you go, I'm wearing shoes.
No, that's
pretty fancy.
Maybe for cavemen, maybe. Sarah.
See, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Sarah from Wetherill Park. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, Sarah. What little thing do you do makes you feel fancy?
When I'm out with friends and, you know, I don't want to get my hands dirty, I eat pizza with a knife and fork.
Oh, so fancy.
That's fancy.
So fancy.
That's very fancy.
Exactly. What do they say to you when you're doing that, Sarah?
Oh, they give me weird stares. I do the same with, like, wings when I, you know, don't want to dirty my hands when I'm...
Yeah, oh, I didn't know we've taken the Queen out to dinner. thank you, Sarah. All right, jump on the phones, Australia, 131060. This is exactly what we're looking for. What little thing do you do that when you do it, you're like, oh, I'm a little bit fancy?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jimmy just asked the question, 131060, what small thing do you do that makes you feel really fancy, that makes you feel really classy?
So I didn't get this, didn't understand it.
Yep.
All the team loved it, thinks it's great. It's what, prime time, 8 o'clock, Saturday morning.
Just so you know, Australia also loving it. The phone's going off.
Yeah, no, I'm the odd one out, but I've been trying hard. This isn't something I do, but I can imagine that this would make someone feel fancy.
Okay,
right? I've thought about it long and hard.
This is great.
Because I said earlier, driving your car.
Not quite. Okay, do you want a drum roll? Do you want a drum roll?
Yeah. Okay. I don't do this, but I reckon there are people, and I reckon it makes them feel fancy.
Okay, here we go. Can Jimmy get this?
So when you fill up your car with petrol, you pay a little extra, and you get that fancy unleaded. And you go, ooh, I'm fancy.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah, it's definitely closer. I mean, it's not nail on the head kind of stuff, but I mean, okay. you're definitely better than wearing shoes.
No, because if you don't have your shoes on, you go, oh, I've got no shoes. Then you put your shoes on and you go, full fancy.
No.
They're like hats for your feet.
No, not quite. I mean, that's another question. Are shoes hats for your feet? Maybe we'll dive into that tomorrow. All right, let's go to the phones. Josh from Gold Coast. Hi, Joshy, we got you there.
Yeah, guys, how you going?
Good, mate. What small thing do you do that makes you feel real fancy, real classy?
So there's this thing you can do, I saw online a while ago, where you can buy a square foot plot of land in Scotland. And when you do it, you actually become a lord. So they send you a certificate saying you're a lord. So anytime I have a bad day, I just look at that and go, oh, I'm a lord.
That's good.
That's perfect. That is so classy. So Josh, have you got that hanging up somewhere?
Yeah, it sits in my office area. So like whenever I'm having a bit of a, you know, rough day,
yeah,
doing auditing or invoicing, I'm just like, wait, why? I'm a lord. Why should I be mad about it?
That's so true. That's perfect, Joshy. Cassie from Chadston. Hi, Cass.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Cass. You going all right?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
All right, Cass, what small thing you do makes you feel real fancy, real classy?
Well, let's say there's a last-minute birthday and you have to duck to the supermarket to get a present, a box of chocolates or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're walking through the supermarket and you're dressed up, you're a bit too fancy for the supermarket. It feels like you're a runway model down the aisle. You've got your heels on, got your skirt up, and you're all dressed up for the supermarket.
Yes! I love that. There you go. So, Jim, are you understanding that? Why that would make someone feel classy, you know?
I've understood all of them. I've understood you and Grace. My brain doesn't go there. Okay, what about this? It's raining and you have an umbrella.
No, not Cass.
Because you're like, look, I'm not wet. I've got an umbrella. That's fancy.
Cass, thoughts
absolutely
on that?
Absolutely. That is one of the fanciest you can be when you have an umbrella.
Thank you. There you go. Okay.
See?
Apparently that's fine. See, I was thinking if you get out of a cab and somebody opens an umbrella for you, that's fancy. But
There's no need to just have a go at being mad. I'm really trying to be involved.
Maddie from Penrith. Hi, Mads.
Hey, so when I go to the airport, I park at the airport. Like, I will fly the cheapest airline, but I will pay a bomb to park at Sydney Airport.
Why? Okay, why is that?
Oh, so convenient. Just getting off that flight and getting out of there. Like, I live in Penrith. It's an hour's drive. I'm not stuffing around with shuttle buses and stuff.
No, fair enough.
You don't want to go to the Blue Emu. No one wants to go to the Blue Emu.
No Emu here, no.
Oh, forget the long-term car park, you know what I mean? I'm not... It's okay, so when you do it,
that's
Mads,
fancy.
That is absolutely fancy. So when you do it, you get out and you see all these people who've caught public transport in or are trying to haul luggage from the Uber zone, which for some reason is a 20-minute walk away. When you see these people, do you go, ha, yeah, look at me, high class, I've parked here?
Yeah, and my Bonds trackies, I just walk straight out to the car park and laugh at all those peasants getting to the train.
Okay, what about this? I thought of one. This is fancy, okay? I'm going to airport
okay,
now.
Here we go.
You want Nate? Sorry.
I just want Maddie's feedback on this.
Yeah,
well.
I want Mads as well. So, Mads, I'm pitching this to you because I don't really get this, but I think I'm getting warmer now. So, you're at the airport, you've got checked in luggage, you're waiting at the luggage carousel, and your luggage comes out first.
If it's like Oraton or like Louis Vuitton, maybe.
God, I can't get it right.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
This time last week, we brought a discussion to the country regarding how many scoops of Milo should be in one serving. As a massive Milo kid, this is something you and I were both very passionate about.
Yeah, yeah. We found out that it should be like 1.5 or 2 teaspoons or something.
Yeah, apparently that's the recommended dosage.
Yeah.
Which
it's not medicine, mate.
Well, it is to some.
So what I'm prescribing you is you should have, two tablespoons of Milo. Just take that in the morning. A bit of Nutri-Grain. And then just finish up with some Vegemite on toast at night.
Make sure you eat first before you have the Milo.
No, you have to fast for 24 hours before you have the Milo. Makes it more enjoyable.
What we want to do is continue this discussion. So people are up in arms that the recommended serving allegedly is 2 teaspoons. So what we've done is producer Grace has gone straight to the top. We have got up next
the CEO of Milo.
Not quite. The director of corporate affairs at Nestle, producer Grace. Her name's Margaret. We're going to cross to her live next. Is she still happy to come on this show despite all the tech issues beforehand?
Yes, she doesn't know about the tech issues. So
let's
just
tell her.
Don't worry about it.
This is a professional show.
No, she's not a fan of the show.
All right, Margaret is going to join us next, the Director of Corporate Affairs at Nestle, and we're going to get to the bottom of how much Milo you should have in every serving. We've gone to the top, and if you want to hear the answer, well, you better stick around.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Live around the country. Thanks so much for being a part of it. Jim, this time last week, you and I, we discussed Milo because we love Milo. We grew up on it.
Yeah.
Grew up on Milo.
Every afternoon after school, first thing I do get home, I'd have a cold glass of Milo.
Yeah, and now every day after work, we go home and have a couple of glasses of Milo. Now we're adults. We can indulge a little bit more. Yeah. But this is the thing.
I have hot Milos now. Now that I'm older. You know what I mean?
Put your feet up, have a hot Milo, read a book.
In front of fire.
But this is the thing. We brought it to the country because some eagle-eyed Milo lovers around the country noticed that on the 1 kilo tin of Milo, it suggests 50 serves. Now, people are up in arms saying that that would roughly mean 2 teaspoons of Milo with milk, which people are saying is nowhere near enough because we know traditionally you and I...
One tub per glass.
1 kilo tub, splash your milk, enjoy your Milo.
Yeah. Get a pipette and just put a little bit of milk in the tub.
Get a shovel. Beautiful. Yeah. Fill it up with Milo. Now, this is the thing. Executive producer Grace has done some great work, and we have tracked down somebody who can absolutely help clarify this dilemma. So please welcome to the show for the very first time the Nestle Director of Corporate Affairs. It can only be Margaret Stewart. Margaret, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
First of all, Margaret, I'll be honest, we didn't think we'd get to the top of the tree, but for some reason you've said yes to doing this, so welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously a slow day for you, Margaret, to agree to talk to these two idiots. How are you, first of all? I mean, do you realise you've got one of the coolest jobs in the world working for Nestle?
Absolutely, I do, because I get to talk about great stuff like Milo. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Margaret, can I ask you, is there some sort of like taste test or something when you're applying for a job? You know, do you need to be like, do you need a Milo or any other than Nestle? Like, you got to put a Kit Kat in your mouth. Do you do that?
Actually, I think we possibly need to build that into our job application process.
Yep. But
most people are just willing to give the stuff a go without having to come and work for us because it's good stuff, right?
Yeah, and which is why we're actually applying for a job with you right now. This isn't even on the radio. we would love to come and be Milo ambassadors. Just put us there. You can pay us in Milo. That's fine. Marg, we did want to talk to you about this whole Milo dilemma. So obviously people absolutely adore Milo. Milo in this country. They love it so much that they are overindulging, putting heaps of Milo in, mixing it with their milk. But in your opinion, how much Milo should you be having per serve? Like what is the okay amount?
Okay, so this is totally scientifically worked out.
Okay.
It is 3 teaspoons of Milo in a cup of 200 mils of milk.
Wow. So there's science behind this.
There's actual science there.
Okay, three
heaps. The reason that there's science there actually goes right back to when Milo was made, because Milo was originally made in the Depression when they went, hey, we need to get some good stuff into kids. And Nestle did a lot of dairy. We did a lot of cocoa. And so we put the two together and they worked out how to add vitamins and minerals to it so they didn't sink to the bottom. So it's actually worked out so that the vitamin and mineral mix is right to go with to make the whole product work to be good for kids, but at the same time so that it tastes great for kids as well. And mostly we get pretty excited about the taste.
Yeah, it is. It's the 100%. Best. I reckon it's the best. I don't know if you, I mean, you're probably going to say yes, Margaret, because you work for them, but I mean,
no,
it's just
like,
okay, let's play hypotheticals. You don't work for Nestle. What is the best tasting Australian thing? Go.
Milo.
Oh, wow.
And she said that, guys, if she didn't work for Nestle.
It's weird if she goes, Nesquik, the pink one. Okay, Margaret, this is good. I didn't know there was a science behind this as well, which is fantastic. Okay, so did they actually get scientists in and they were like carefully putting a teaspoon in, mixing it with
and
milk?
And then it exploded. And they went, that's too much.
Why'd you bring a Bunsen burner in, Steve? We can use the microwave. Is that how it kind of worked, Marg?
Well, so the really tricky bit was when they tried to do it, the vitamins and minerals kept sinking to the bottom of the glass. And
right.
So the trick was in how they made it so that they didn't sink to the bottom. Right. But you still ended up with something that kids liked.
Well, okay, another question, and we did want to chat to you as well, because this is pretty cool. Kit Kat have launched a collaboration with Milo.
Yeah.
So you, there's always, I guess, stuff being made behind the scenes, stuff we don't even know about. Do people get to go down and taste test this? Like, is that what's happening? And then they go, this tastes pretty good. We're going to put it out on the shelves at the supermarket.
So we have taste tested it, and it's going to be on shelf in a few weeks' time. And having tested it myself, I can say this is absolutely the gun. Like, you go for Milo when you want the nutritious drink, but when you're looking for the snack,
yeah,
for the delicious snack, it's the Kit Kat with the Milo fudge in it. It's awesome.
Milo,
Margaret,
fudge.
How much Milo is there per finger of Kit Kat?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I don't know, because it's actually a fudgy little paste in there that you can really taste. So when you bite into it, the first thing you get is the taste of the chocolate, and then as you chew into it, the Milo taste comes through more and more. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Can I also
really
just some customer feedback while I've got your mugs?
You want to go straight at the top? There's only 12 people before it gets to Margaret.
No, I'm going straight at the top while we got her. No, it's all positive. I reckon the best ice cream, and it was my go-to treat when I was at school, is the ice cream Milo. You know the little tubs of ice cream Milo?
Yeah, they're yummy too.
Yeah.
It's another good way to taste Milo.
Be weird if she said, nah, never heard of them.
Look, Mugs, we absolutely love you. We're excited for this Kit Kat with the Milo. That's exciting. And thanks. Hopefully one day we can all hang out and have a glass of Milo together.
Sounds awesome.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Live across the country, you got Jimmy Nath, and this is where we do this.
Jimmy and Nath are on in the land down under.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
During the show, the boys have thunder.
Yeah.
Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know.
Yeah, well said, Lara. 131060, it's a very simple question. Where the bloody hell are you? We're putting together a map, guys, Jim. We want to know where everyone's listening to the show.
Where the bloody hell are you?
Where the bloody hell are you?
Hey, man, where are you?
Grace Dewan.
Where the bloody hell are you?
Oh, that was good.
That was probably good. The best one out of all of them.
Thank you.
Well done, Grace. Coming home strong. All right, let's go to Caleb. Hello, Caleb. We got you there.
Yeah, oi, guys, how are we?
Oi, Caleb, thank you for using the official greeting of the show. Caleb, where the bloody hell are you?
So, Coolangatta on the Gold Coast.
Oh, I love Coolangatta.
Beautiful Queensland.
Love Coolangatta. What do you love about Coolangatta, Caleb?
What we got? Well, beach is pretty basic. So obviously, lots of beaches on the Gold Coast, all that type of stuff.
Sure.
What else we got? We're into antiques as well. Go cool antique store in the heart of Coolangatta too.
Wow.
Do you often go antiquing, Caleb?
Yes, thrift shopping, antiquing, all that type of stuff. Me and my friend are in this little phase at the moment where I'm getting all sorts of special coins and selling them. So you get like the rolls of coins from the ATM machine, crack them open, see what you get. You might get a few good ones.
Isn't this called, this is called coining, coin noodling.
Absolutely.
Coin noodling, yeah. I'm in the game, guys. I'm in the game. Have you found any rarities, Caleb?
Yes, we've had a couple of good ones. There was one that went last week. I think we got about $50 for it. It was a cheeky, just $2 coin.
Yeah. Jesus, that's a $48 gross gain there, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, you know, there's good money in it. And, hey, minimal effort.
Minimal effort. I'll tell you what,
It sounds pretty tough. Like, that's not sarcastic. Like, you've got to know what the coins are worth. You know what I mean? You can't just go get coins and go, oh, now what?
Thank you, Caleb. Okay, I love that. Coolangatta, known for their coin noodling.
Coin collecting.
Amelia. We've got Amelia. We got you there.
Yep, I'm here.
Amelia, where the bloody hell are you?
I'm in Coa.
In Coa?
Yeah, up in far north Queensland.
Oh, FNQ. Okay, Coa. Tell us about Coa. Why do you love it, Meals?
It's a beautiful place to live. We recently moved almost a year ago now. It's a beautiful little spot, nice and quiet.
I love that. Where did you move from, Amelia?
Oh, just down in Cairns, so not too far.
Not too far.
Okay, right. Is there anything special about Coa? You like, if you were to if you were the head of tourism for Coa, what would you say to people as a reason to come there?
We've got a nice big red servo station.
Yeah, would you say it's one of the nicest red servo stations in the country?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not? Go. Is it the best red servo in the country?
Absolutely. 100%. Let's go with that.
That's locked in from
Lock Coa. Lock it in, Eddie. Thank you.
Make sure you go to Coa, guys. This is an interesting one. Logan, we got you there.
Hello.
Hello, Logan. Where the bloody hell are you?
I'm all the way across the ditch.
You're in New Zealand.
I am.
Whereabouts in New Zealand are you, Logan?
A tiny little place in the Bay of Plenty called Rotorua.
Rotorua. Can you say that again? That is beautiful.
Rotorua.
Rotorua.
You gotta roll the R's. Rotorua.
Rotorua. No, what? Stop.
Yeah, he said it was good.
No. I don't want to hear you do it. I want to hear the bloke from there do it.
Logan, did you want to hear me have a crack at it?
Go on.
Rotorua.
Ooh, that was good. That was good.
Thanks, Logan. Thanks for you get me, bro.
No, I'm not saying it's not good or bad. I'm just saying I want to hear the bloke from Rotorua.
All right. Oh, now you're doing it.
Grace has a hand
I have
up.
Been there. I've been to Rotorua. Rotorua.
Thank you, Grace, because now I'm
right. You still get to
creating a bandwagon here.
Sorry, Logan, the point of this isn't where the bloody hell have Jimmy, Nathan, Grace been.
Well, no, it's not the point of Nathan, Grace get to say fun names.
Logan, why do you love Rotorua?
Well, we've just got lots. It's one of the tourist hotspots of New Zealand, and we've got geothermal hot pools all over town, and it's just amazing. I love it.
Can I ask, Logan, how did you find us? How did you find out about the show?
I actually found you guys on Instagram. I was scrolling through, having a look, and you guys are just blowing me away. Like, I love what you guys do. The chemistry you guys have,
Logan.
So great.
I'll be honest, I thought you might have discovered us because, well, Grace has been to Rotorua, yeah. And she might have been walking around going, have you heard my show?
You're really bad.
Walking around with a big sign saying, listen to Jimmy and Nate.
Feel bad though, Logan's like, oh, I just love you guys and your chemistry. Me and Nate are like, no, stop saying Rotorua.
Thank you, Logan. How good was that?
Lovely.
Love that. Yeah, you can join us for the rating, Logan. You can just stay here with us, okay? How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, right. You can stick around.
It is time for the show ratings.
This caller all the way in from New Zealand, you know what I mean?
What time is it there? Who knows? No, don't worry about it. Like, no, wasn't it? It was rhetorical, you know what I mean? Like, how long's the string?
Once again, the chemistry's on fire, guys.
Don't worry, there's no chance of a Jimmy and Logan show. Look, I'm going to give it a 10. 10. Absolutely love it. Love finding out that we've got listeners overseas as well. So
yeah, 10 out of 10. It's a 10 out of 10 for me as well. I just love that he's stumbled across us, guys. Stumbled across us over in the Rotorua.
You've been there, Grace, haven't you?
I have been there.
Have you been there?
I have.
Have you met Logan?
Geothermal hot springs. I have not met Logan. It was a very long time ago that I went there.
Sounds like you just regurgitate what he's just said.
Well, yeah. I went there in a motorhome.
Logan, what do you give the show out of 10?
A solid 8.
8 out of 10. That's generous, mate. That's...
Adios, New Zealand.
Well, okay, but, hey, I'll say a 3 then. What?
Logan's not happy with you.
No, sorry. It's my fault. I'm sorry. Logan's like, I love you guys. And now he's on the show. He's like, this is awful. This is obviously the best part to make the Instagram. All right. Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. Grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.